morning here in Psalm 78, beautiful passage on the fathers and parenting and so forth. In the first 8 verses of Psalm 78, the Bible says, "Give ear, O my people, to my law. Incline your ears to the words of my mouth. I will open my mouth in a parable. I will utter dark sayings of old, which we have heard and known, and our fathers have told us. We will not hide them from their children, showing to the generation to come the praises of the Lord and His strength and His wonderful works that He hath done. For He established a testimony in Jacob and appointed a law in Israel, which He commanded our fathers, that they should make them known to their children, that the generation to come might know them, even the children which should be born, who should arise and declare them to their children, that they might set their hope in God, and not forget the works of God, but keep His commandments, and might not be as their fathers, a stubborn and rebellious generation, a generation that set not their heart aright, and whose spirit was not steadfast with God." So I've entitled the message, "Our Fathers Have Told Us." Let's pray. Lord, I pray that You'd use Your Word in our lives now, as we set aside this time to open Your precious and powerful Word, and we just want to hear from You. We pray the Holy Spirit would take Your Word and speak to our hearts, Lord, and do a mighty change in our lives today. We want to honor and please You, and pray, Lord, that this service will be part of that today, and that we would leave changed and saying, "Truly, it was a blessing to be in the house of the Lord today." And we pray that our Savior, Christ Jesus, would be magnified today. And Lord, we just want You to be pleased with everything that happens now. So guide the service, meet with us, we pray in Christ's name. Amen. So we can see in this passage how important it was to the Lord that God's people pass on God's ways to further generations. And that was one of the problems that happened with Israel was, the Bible says there in the book of Judges that at 2 generations after Joshua, things really began to fall apart. And that was because they didn't continue to pass on the truths of God, the commandments of God, and a generation rose up that wasn't interested in obeying God. And the nation suffered because of it. But it always comes back to the Word of God, as we saw there in verse 1, "Give ear, O my people, to my law." The Word of God is our foundation as Christians, is where we find the truth. It's our guide. It shows us the way. It's our comfort. It's everything for us as God's children. It's our food, and we need to be in it. But as we see in this passage, God expects parents to pass it on to their children and their children and so forth, and that's how it's worked for centuries. And so He tells us there in verse 3, "which we have heard and known and our fathers have told us." Our fathers have told us. God wants His Word, His ways to be passed on to further generations. And it's our responsibility, our children's responsibility, our grandchildren's responsibility and so forth to do that. And this is something that God wants. If you go to Exodus 13, way back after the children of Israel partook of the Lord's, or the first Passover together. I almost said Lord's Supper, but they do tie in together. But here in Exodus chapter 13, God explains it in a way that He wants this tradition, which taught about the blood rescuing people from death. He says in Exodus 13:14, "And this day shall be unto you for a memorial." Am I in the right place? No, that's chapter 12. Sorry. Chapter 13, verse 14. "And it shall be when thy son asketh thee in time to come, saying, What is this? Thou shalt say unto him, By strength of hand the Lord brought us out from Egypt, from the house of bondage." So God even said, I want part of what's happening today with this first Passover. I want a day to come when the children will say, "What is this?" And then that will give you an opportunity to explain what God did, how He rescued Israel from Egypt, how it was through the blood of the innocent lamb that was spread on the doorpost that they were protected from the death angel. And so I want this is God saying, one day your children will say, "What is this?" And God wants these truths to be passed on. And here in this Psalm 78, there's at least four truths here that we see that God once passed on to the children. In verse 4 of our passage, Psalm 78, he says, showing to the generation to come the praises of the Lord. And so one of the first things that God wants parents to pass on to their children is the praises of the Lord. That children would learn that God is worthy of praise. That God is holy, that God is righteous, that God is gracious and loving, and that God is good to His children. And that we need to praise Him every day, all day. And to teach that to the children. God says in Proverbs 20, verse 7, the just man walketh in his integrity, and his children are blessed after him. In Ephesians 6, 4, fathers, provoke not your children to wrath, but bring them up in the nurture and the admonition of the Lord. God wants children to learn the praises of the Lord. And this is only possible as we praise the Lord. And we're going to praise the Lord as we see God blessing and answering prayer in our lives. God wants the children to see that Christianity is real, in other words. That it's not just a creed or a concept, but that they can see as they grow up that truly God answers prayer. And truly, God watches out for His children, and they can see it firsthand. And that's what He meant by showing them the praises of the Lord. It's one thing to hear the praises of the Lord, isn't it? But it's another thing to show them the praises of the Lord. To actually have them see it in your own life. And that is something that God wants passed on. But not only that, in verse 4 it says, and His strength. How do we show the generations to come, the strength of the Lord? Again, it has to be in our own lives. Our children should know, our grandchildren should know that God watches out for us. That God blesses us. That God is strong in our lives. That verses like Philippians 4:13, I can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth me, isn't just a verse, it's something that we live. That God is our strength. That the joy of the Lord is our strength, and they can see it. Because it says to show them through our own lives that God is worthy of praise and that God is our strength. They need to see that this is real. And I really think that that's part of why we have a generation of a lot of young Christians that are walking away. Because they haven't seen this. They've seen a lot of rubbish and a lot of emotionalism and so forth. But in general, in Christianity, they haven't seen this genuine, God answers my prayers, God is my strength, God helps me each step of the way. They haven't seen that. Instead, they've seen a lot of stuff. But God wants this passed on. He wants children to be shown His praises, to be shown His strength. And then in verse 4 also, it says number 3, and to be shown His wonderful works that He hath done. These are the things that the Bible says our fathers have told us. And these are the things that God says, I want you to show the generation to come. Number 1, His praises. Number 2, His strength. And number 3, His wonderful works, which He hath done. To be able to tell, this is what God has done in my life. These are all the wonderful works that I have seen God work in my life. Go to Psalm 145. We'll see there that is something that God wants us to do, is to pass these great works on to others. Psalm 145, look at verse 4 if you would. Notice it says, one generation shall praise thy works to another. And it says, and shall declare thy mighty acts. I will speak of the glorious honor of thy majesty and of thy wondrous works. And men shall speak of the might of thy terrible acts. And I will declare thy greatness. But it started off by saying that one generation shall praise thy works to another. One generation will say, this is what God has done in my life. These are the many wonderful works that God has done for me. And they'll pass it on. And continue to say, we serve a powerful God. And this is proof, because look what He's done in my life. So God wants these things to be passed on to the next generation and the next generation and the next generation. His praises, His strength, and His many wonderful works. And God wants this to be real. He wants it to be something that we can show. Not just talk about, but show in our own lives. And then the last, there in verse 5, the last thing He wants to be shown there, He says, "For He established a testimony in Jacob and appointed a law in Israel, which He commanded our fathers that they should make them known to their children." Make what known? The word of the Lord. There's a lot of Christians, they expect Sunday school to teach their children the word of God. That's not enough. Sunday school is there to reinforce what we're already doing. But it is not up to the Sunday school to teach our children the Word of God. If you go to Deuteronomy 6, I'll show you this. Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 6. It is each parent's responsibility to teach children the Word of God. It's not even the pastor's responsibility to teach children the Word of God. Again, pastor can enhance, the Sunday school teacher can enhance, but it's up to the parents to teach children the Word of God. Notice Deuteronomy 6:6. The Bible says, "These words which I command thee this day shall be in thine heart." I've talked enough about memorization. But verse 7, "And thou shalt teach them diligently unto thy children, and shalt talk of them when thou sittest in thine house, and when thou walkest by the way, and when thou liest down, and when thou risest up." Talk of what? The words. The words. And that's what He said here in Psalm 78, verse 5. Make them known to their children, the words of the Lord. Teaching them the word of the Lord. If you go to Genesis 18, we'll see an example from the life of Abraham. Now this is, of course, way before the Old Testament was even written. But God had appeared to Abraham, and Abraham had an opportunity to hear firsthand about what God had done in creation and so forth through Adam and his descendants. But notice here in Genesis 18, verse 19, God here is speaking. And He says, "I know him, that he will command his children and his household after him, and they shall keep the way of the Lord, to do justice and judgment, and that the Lord may bring upon Abraham that which he has spoken of him." He says, "I know Abraham. I know that he is going to teach his children the way of the Lord." I'd call that a pretty good compliment. And that's exactly what God is saying in this passage here in Psalms. He says, "I want generations to pass this on to the next generation. I want them to be shown the praises and the strength and the works of the Lord, and I want them to be taught the word of the Lord." And it is up to the parents to do that. And then in this passage, go back to it if you would, what we see is what the goals are. If you follow this principle of passing these on to the children, what is going to be the result? What will happen to that generation? Verse 6, that the generation to come, number one, might know them. And so what He's saying is that if the fathers and the parents will fulfill this, these commands, and pass these things on to the next generation, it says in verse 6, that generation will know them. That generation will know the word of the Lord. If you go to Proverbs 14:26, God explains that when this happens, what we have is a generation that has learned to take comfort and strength in God, which is what ultimately what every parent desires for their child. Proverbs 14:26, the Bible says, "And the fear of the Lord is strong confidence, and His children shall have a place of refuge." Whose children? Those who live in the fear of the Lord. And so God's goal of these proper parenting techniques, if you will, of passing these great truths on to the children is number one, that they will have their own personal knowledge of the Word of God because they've seen it live and make a difference in the lives of their parents. They will have their own personal knowledge. No child is going to be able to stand before God and say, Lord, let me into heaven because my parents were saved. Every person has to make their own decision to trust the Lord and follow the Lord. And they can't ride on the shirt tails of their parents. We all know that to be true. That's why God is telling us that this generation might know the Word themselves. But not only that, not only is it a goal that they know the Word of God, but look at verse 6 of our passage. Then who should arise and declare them to their children? So not only that the children would know the Word themselves and know that it's real in their own lives, but that they would have the desire to have that kind of family themselves. That they would desire to pass it on to their children. If you look into Psalm 103, I'll show you where God talks about this. Psalm 103, verse 17. And you know, I've heard Christians say, well, my childhood was terrible, my parents were terrible. Well, we can break the cycle. We can do a reset. You know, no matter how bad our childhood was, we can make it right through our own children and their children. Notice Psalm 103, verse 17, that the mercy of the Lord is from everlasting to everlasting upon them that fear Him, and His righteousness unto children's children, to such as keep His covenant and to those that remember His commandments to do them. Children's children. It's supposed to be passed on. And so He tells us there in Psalm 78, verse 6, that one of the goals, or a couple of the goals of these passing on these great truths, is that these young people would have their own knowledge of the Word of God, that they would have a desire to raise their families in the Word of God. But then in verse 7 it says, and that they might set their hope in God. In other words, that the generation to come and the generation to come would all learn that they need to hope in the Lord themselves. And that they would place their faith and their trust in God. And we have a lot of young people today that they're not trusting the Lord. They're trusting themselves. The Bible says, blessed is the man that trusteth in the Lord. And his hope the Lord is, in Jeremiah 17:7. We're commanded over and over again that our trust and our hope and our faith must all be in the Lord. And one of our desires of teaching our children the right things, like we saw in the beginning of the passage, is that they would set their hope in God. They wouldn't set their hope in us as their parents or as their grandparents. They'd set their hope in God. And that God would be their God. And that they would be trusting Him themselves. And then in verse 7 it also says, and forget not the works of God. That they would remember the miracles that God works, not only in their parents' and their grandparents' lives, but in their own lives. In other words, that their faith becomes real. That they would see that God is a mighty God, that God answers prayer, and that God does great things in our lives. And that they would begin to see it in their own lives, that God answers prayer and does great things. The Bible says, train up a child in the way he should go, and when he's old he will not depart from it. But of course, the ultimate goal, verse 7, but keep His commandments. So it started with the Word and it finishes with the Word, doesn't it? That there would be a generation who would desire to obey God. And that was God's goal with Israel. And it worked two generations past Moses, and then it fell apart. Because they didn't follow this guideline of passing on not only the truths of God, but the reality of living for God. And their children didn't see God working miracles in their lives. That first generation, they got to see the miracles that God wrought in Egypt. And then that generation was able to tell their children, this is what God did. And then they lived through the desert and they got to go into the promised land and see God work miracles in the promised land. Jericho and on and on. And then that generation was able to tell their children, look at all that God did. But then that generation didn't pass it on. And then you had a whole generation that decided, oh, we're going to start worshiping the gods of the heathen. And Israel just went, how could that happen? And we've all heard it said, we're always one generation away from complete chaos, anarchy. But I believe that God's word can always make the difference. You know, that they would keep His commandments. The Bible says a child left to himself bringeth his mother to shame. In other words, a child who isn't taught, a child who isn't guided in God's ways will eventually bring the parents to shame. God says, no, this is what I want. I want the fathers to tell the children that God is great. And I want them to see it. I want them to see that He's worthy of praise, to see that He's my strength, to see that He is the one that has worked many miracles in my life, to see that He is the one that keeps His word. And then when they pass, the result is the children want to hear the word. They want to believe and live the word themselves. And they want to have that kind of family themselves. And it just passes on from there. And from a Christian point of view, that's how it's worked for 2,000 years. Their fathers have told us. And this has been God's plan. It was God's plan for Israel. And it is God's plan for Christians. That our fathers have told us about our great God and about His great word. And they've seen it in their lives. Let's pray.